Books on Tape presents The Charm School by Nelson DeMille, read by Scott Brick. Part 1. Whenever you are unhappy, go to Russia. Anyone who has come to understand that country will find himself content to live anywhere else. Marquis de Custine, Russia, in 1839. Chapter 1.
"You are already staying in Smolensk 2 days, Mr. Fisher?" she asked.
Gregory Fisher was no longer confused or amused by the peculiar syntax and verb tenses of English as it was spoken in this part of the world. "Yes," he replied, "I've been in Smolensk 2 days."
"Why don't I see you when you arrive?"
"You were out, so I saw the police, the militia."
"Yes."
She leafed through his papers on her desk, a worried look on her face, then brightened.
"Ah, yes. Good. You are staying here at Centralnaya Hotel."
Fisher regarded the in-tourist representative. She was about 25 years old, a few years older than he. Not too bad-looking. But maybe he'd been on the road too long. "Yes, I stayed at the Centralnaya last night." She looked at his visa.
"Tourism?"
"Right. Tourism." She asked,
"Occupation?"
Fisher had become impatient with these internal control measures. He felt as if he were making a major border crossing at each town in which he was obliged to stop. He said, "Ex-college student, currently unemployed." She nodded.
"Yes. There is much unemployment in America."